Day.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. You know, those other radio talk show hosts who want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their websites. We give it away at freetalklive.com, because darn it, that's the way a good talk show website should be. Free.
Sure. Sure.
So then, still to come, the New Jersey governor. You might have heard that last week he got in a bit of a car wreck. In fact,
a bad car wreck.
I guess it was so bad that he's had to have, surgery 3 times or something like
that? Yeah, he's in pretty bad shape from what I can tell.
Well, yeah, I normally would feel bad for anyone getting in a car wreck, but he is the governor of New Jersey. And so it's hard for me to really...
I know you don't like New Jersey, and you don't like anybody certainly called a governor.
Right.
But, it's a shame to see somebody hurt. I feel bad for the guy.
It's a shame, but when that somebody is someone who spends his life harming others in the name of helping them,
I'm not
really
so sure
hard
he sees
me.
It that way.
I don't care how he sees it.
I understand.
I'm talking about reality.
Okay.
And the reality is these people, government people, are dangerous, whether they know it or not. And the reality is they are harming others, in many cases, harming those who they intend to help. And so it's really hard for me to dig deep into my heart and find a little piece of caring to give this guy, because I don't. But the story is interesting. And I don't know if you've had a chance to pull it up yet, Mark. If you have, we'll jump into it. Otherwise, I'll give you a quick update on the Virginia Tech shooter.
This is from Radley Balco. I like him. As you might guess.
Yeah, from theagitator.com.
Mm-hmm. As you might guess, I'm not going to criticize New Jersey Governor John Corzine for choosing not to wear a seatbelt, and find the suggestion from one of his aides that he be issued a citation for not buckling up back when Corzine was fighting for his life. Mind-boggling. Who thinks like that? I do wish Corzine the best and hope he recovers in full.
I thought like that. I thought that he should absolutely have a fine.
That's because you don't like New Jersey and you don't like governors.
Right. Well, I mean, if your claim is, as the government person, that you citizens must wear seatbelts. It's the law. You know how they have those bumper stickers? It's the law.
Well, you can't give the governor a citation for not wearing a seatbelt because he was a passenger. You would give the citation to the driver. Isn't that correct?
I don't believe that to be the case. I don't think that adult passengers...
I bet you every state's different in some, to some extent. But
that's a good question. If you know better than us on this one, 800-259-9231...
How can you give somebody a moving violation? I assume it's a moving violation. I don't know. But how can you give somebody a moving violation that's not driving?
It's the government, Mark. They can write tickets to whoever the hell they want to.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's
if it's a, if it's a child that is under your purview, someone who's under 18 that does not have their seatbelt on, then yes, that would definitely go to the driver of the car.
A New Jersey listener can tell us. Let me go on.
All right.
The SUV carrying Governor John Corzine was traveling about 91 miles per hour moments before it crashed.
That's okay. They were in a 95-mile-an-hour zone.
Yep, the chief cop says here. The governor was critically injured when the vehicle crashed into a guardrail on the Garden State Parkway just north of Atlantic City last week. He apparently was not wearing a seatbelt as he rode in the front passenger seat. The speed limit along that stretch of the highway is 65 miles an hour. The state trooper-driven sport utility vehicle was in the left lane with its emergency lights flashing when a pickup tried to get out of its way.
It had their emergency lights on.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Instead, it set off a chain reaction, which resulted in the crash.
Was the governor responding to a fire?
I think that there was a baby caught in a tree. Corzine was late for a meeting.
He wanted to eat the baby.
Corzine was late for a meeting between, guess who, Don Imus and the Rutgers women's university basketball team.
Uh-huh.
So it was a big photo op.
Mm.
So his driver rushed him through traffic. He'll crush him later in the story. Hold on. So his driver rushed him through traffic at ridiculously high speeds and caused a serious accident. When you live in the D.C. area, this kind of thing happens all the time. Not the accident. The VIP is taking over the road.
Thank goodness no one else got hurt.
Yeah. I don't know that no one else did, but he's the one who's getting the press.
No innocent people got hurt that I know of.
And just from a personal observation, I say it's happening more frequently. He's saying that VIPs rushing through traffic is happening more frequently.
Well, we had a story not 3 weeks ago about a city bureaucrat, one of the elected officials in a city, like a commissioner, something mm-hmm. like that, someone or city council member who was doing the exact same thing, except she didn't have a driver because she wasn't a governor. She was in a city vehicle with the emergency lights, using her emergency lights, zipping through traffic at 100 miles an hour. Got pulled over, and the state trooper didn't ticket her.
Well, I would imagine not. She's a VIP.
She used it. Do you know who I am?
I'm the city commissioner.
Yeah.
All right. There seems to be an increasing feeling among politicians their meetings, their business, and their appointments are somehow more important than everyone else's.
Mm.
Therefore, they can fly down highways, ignore red lights, and purge everyone else to the side of the roadway. If they get their own police escort or caravan, even better. I get caught in a caravan in D.C. about every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When it's the president or vice president, it's merely annoying. They shut down all the streets in the on the route a good 3 or 4 minutes before the caravan arrives, and I'll concede that there is probably good security reasons for the president and vice president to travel like this. Though they do tend to abuse it. Bush has shut down cities in the past during rush hour in order to attend political fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not Bush or Cheney, it gets downright crazy. You glance in your rearview mirror to see a limo or three or four barreling down on you, flashing their lights. When you're already in freeway traffic moving at freeway speeds, everyone's scrambling to get out of the way. It's not difficult to see how this can be pretty dangerous. I mean, cars are traveling 70 is the top speed limit that I know of in the United States, and let's assume people exceed that by 9 miles an hour, which is generally what I do. 79
Stop
miles an hour?
Law.
79 miles an hour? Mm. Those cars are careening, and at that speed, the reaction times are so small.
Yeah.
You have these little cushions between cars, and it's over in a flash. Let's see. Increasingly, lesser-ranking officials, public officials, seem to think that they shouldn't have to obey traffic laws either. Why was Governor Corzine's meeting that day more important than the meetings of everyone else on the road?
That's an excellent question.
Why was it so important that he had to endanger everyone else on the road? Because he's an elected official? Nice deal. He's absolutely right. Still, you really should wear your seatbelt.
Right.
It's a nice deal. I guess that Corzine's supposedly saying that. I don't know. I don't quite get the writing that he's saying here. But it's a column, and columns
yeah,
and
yeah,
radio,
yeah.
A little different.
Okay.
Did you ever notice how often the words unrestrained passenger turn up in trauma? Life in the ER is just before everything, something turns really messy. In conclusion, you have three or four collisions all taking place in sequence. Anyway, he goes on to talk about how great it is to wear seatbelts. But I like the point on, it's interesting how the public officials just think they're so much more important.
Right. They've got meetings to attend to.
And
you little people, who cares about your meetings? You may be heads of industry and people who are making real important decisions in the world. But, we're just going to shut down the roads because we can.
And in this case, it happened to be the governor that got injured in one of these, limo chases down the mm-hmm. freeway. But how often have normal people been hurt in these, trying to get out of the way, and it just never gets reported on national news? Why would it?
Who are they?
Why would it?
Right.
I mean, I can't see, why anybody would report that. There's accidents every day in America. They don't report them. How
right.
many people have been hurt because of some meeting that's probably not even, it doesn't even have as much press as the Imus thing going down?
Right.
How many people have been hurt because some city commissioner, like the woman you were talking about, or, even a governor?
Well, I haven't been physically hurt. I've never been physically harmed, but I remember the time where we were stuck on the island when Al Gore was in town. It was during, the 2000 campaign or something like that, and they just shut down. We used to work out on a little island called Longboat Key in Florida, or I guess it was almost Longboat Key where we were,
mm-hmm.
but they shut the entire area down because old Al was, he was staying at a resort on the island and then going to the airport or something like that, and so they made it so you could not actually leave. We were technically quarantined because of Al Gore.
And I'll tell you, being trapped on an island with you was one of the most mentally damaging things that's ever happened to me.
800-259-9231. You could have walked. That is the packet8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Do government people deserve privilege? Shouldn't they have to drive on the same roads that we do in the same ways that we do? Is that radical to suggest that? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 210,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting, lots of different topics, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed, and it's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
www.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, as well as tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com as we go to the phones and do the fun. Ladies first, it's Gordana in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Gordana.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
I am calling in regards of the telephone call that was made yesterday by one of your listeners about copyrights and photography.
Yes, and he was very concerned about how he might make money in a free market as a photographer.
That's right. And you mentioned indirectly my website, and I'm the one who took pictures of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Mm-hmm. And I have a comment, but before I start, I would like to ask you questions.
Sure.
You said that you were wondering how who would pay for, and you mentioned, example, my photographs, and I, first of all, thank you for the compliments, but you were wondering who would pay for something like that. And I was wondering, what did you base on your opinion on? How did you come up to an idea that people wouldn't possibly want to pay for?
Well, I don't know much. I mean, I plead ignorance about the photograph industry.
Okay.
I know that there are certain types of photos that make more money than others. I know that much. I know industrial photos, like advertising photos, those will get paid for, obviously, of products and models and that sort of thing. I know that there are news photos. That newspapers and television stations, for instance, might pay for a freelancer.
If it bleeds, it leads.
But the artsy style photos, I personally just don't know how you could make money on those. And I would love to be told how you could.
That's right, and that's why I'm calling. You also said that you would like to hear a situation where against what you said happened. And I'm an example. And I even don't work as a professional or full-time photographer. I have my steady full-time job, but I do work photography from time to time, and not even part-time. And I have had several exhibits, and I've sold many photographs. I'm going in a way now to become a professional photographer.
Great.
So I was just calling to let the listener who called yesterday that I want him to be courage and to just keep going because there is a profit in this type of industry.
But of course, as
everything else in life, there are people who like it and who would buy photographs that have artistic value for them and others who wouldn't. Same for car or anything else in life. So
right.
Just called to let you know.
Totally. Okay, so basically what you're saying is you sell photos in the same way that a paint artist would sell his paintings, in that you have a gallery and you put up a bunch of photos and you throw a little shindig and all of the people that are really into buying
cheese
photos.
And wine.
Right. All the people that are really into buying photos will show up, mill around, and maybe get a little drunk and buy something. That's how it works?
Yeah, but also, you know, I can't compare myself with somebody who is a painter because I usually deal with people on the who are in photography business or have serious hobby as myself, but we sometimes put together exhibits and we spread a word about our work and we communicate, and there is a lot of way you could get money in this business. And again, I'm not even professional and I don't work full time. I don't have my own studio, but I have to say for sure that I put a lot of love and work in what I'm doing. And also, I would like to reflect you were saying about copyright issues and photographs that are on the website.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I really agree.
At.
Yeah, I agree with you. For example, my photographs, they are low quality. They're nice if you want to go there and see them, but if somebody wants to steal them, oh well, they're there. For anybody, if they want to do that, they can do it. But I don't think they could sell them because, again, in order to sell them, most of them should be printed and quality would be low. So
right, because
no
you can't take a web photo and print it out, even on a professional printer. There's nothing you can do. Garbage in, garbage out. Web photos just are not of the resolution. They look good on your web browser, but once you go into the print world, it's completely different. You could never make a professional print of a web photo. It's just impossible.
It'll
look
like
crap.
That's right.
Right. So it is possible to make money.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And is it something where you could be, okay, if you're going into, you say you're moving into the professional realm of photography at this point.
I'm working towards that. I'm putting my time into attending some seminars and classes.
Do you feel like you could make an actual income by itself, without having to work as a waitress or anything else like that on the side, could you sell photos without going to, without selling them to news agencies, without selling them to advertising agencies? Could you just sell artistic photos and actually make a living?
I doubt it. What I would probably do in that case, I would start doing family portraits or things like that. I'm not so interesting in doing wedding photographs.
Yeah.
What's wrong with weddings?
Really not.
What's wrong with weddings?
Nothing is wrong with weddings, but I'm not interested in doing photography, wedding photography.
Right. They're just boring.
I agree.
Right. And the other problem is when you're dealing with weddings, you've got some very demanding clientele in this, in that particular case. If you're on a news, if you're shooting a news location, then you just have to take the best photos of whatever's there, whatever you can get. But if you're on a wedding shoot, then there's somebody who, you know, the dad or the parents of one, the bride or whatever, who hired you, that are going to have a list of demands, and if you don't meet their demands, they are going to be livid.
And, well, not just those demands. You probably have the demands of quite a few people. You probably have a whole bunch of chiefs and one little Indian in that particular instance.
But you know what I also think is it's in wedding photography, although, again, I don't have experience, but I do hear from other professionals who do that type of work. It's if you can control the situation pretty much like in every part of life, but you, if you have a portfolio that talks about your work and it's high-quality work, you can tell those people, you will tell them what they want from you. You will basically, they don't, people usually don't know what type of photography they want, but if you tell them this is great for you in very simple language, it'll really work.
Here's
but
what
again,
I'm going to do, and I'll take a percentage up front. Thank you very much. Is that how it works with a wedding? Do you actually get cash up front? Or do you have to wait until they're satisfied with the photos?
I'm not sure. I believe they do pay something up front. They sign a contract with you, and it's
like
everything
stated
in the contract.
I would think so. I can't imagine they'd hold your money till after the wedding. That's just not going to work.
Yeah.
I guess being a wedding photographer might be, I don't know. What's better, to be a wedding photographer or the wedding DJ?
Oh, God, none. I'm not much into weddings in general, but you mentioned previously photojournalism or documentary photography. Mm-hmm. That's something what I really like, and I do believe there are certain moments in the entire world, for example, Katrina, big events like that, I mean, catastrophes that happened like that one. That's something where it's usually big money, and if you link with some big
unfortunately.
Corporation... Unfortunately,
that tragedy leads to making a name for yourself and big money, but... Now, as you know, what bugs me? There's been all this coverage of the Virginia Tech thing, and I don't know. I find the morning photos to be a little cheesy, a little pandering.
Too much.
And why is it that everyone wears the flipping Virginia Tech sweatshirts? What's with that? What's with college kids? Don't they have their own sweatshirts they can wear? Is Virginia Tech actually paying these kids to wear the sweatshirts in front of the cameras? I don't know. But, Gordana, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Your calls are on the way about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net. Toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. And that does include live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both wait for you completely free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
As we go to the phones and talk to Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, you have to realize the reason why why the governor was racing was for that photo opportunity with Imus, his wife, and The basketball team from Rutgers.
I have a feeling the governor races around wherever he goes.
Yeah, but you know what's really sad? We have so many people that don't have health insurance or they have inadequate health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the governor is a good man,
I don't know him.
He didn't set a good example by speeding.
Right.
And on the other hand, you know, his medical insurance is being taken care of by the taxpayers of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, you know, it is tragic. But on the other hand, I would feel so much worse for the people that were innocent bystanders, you know, in a car that he might have clipped and that had no health insurance. Because
yeah,
it would be just not only a draconian nightmare, but something beyond that. But I wanted to say something else.
Sure.
I had the opportunity to read Sung Hee Cho's play that was posted on the internet.
Wasn't that a joy?
You know what I can't understand? If a sixth grader, when I was in grade school, turned in something like that, as simple and as poorly written, you would get a big F for it. But this is an English department at one of the better universities in the United States. And to think that actually passed and got a grade is beyond me.
Wow.
But also, I wanted to say this. This is something the media hasn't been saying. If you look at the issues in the play, he talks about being molested by his stepfather. He talks about the pedophile priests in the Catholic Church. He's actually restating basically what the pop culture has been saying through the news media for the past 4 years. And if you look at it in the context of, I think Quentin Tarantino is a brilliant filmmaker, and I did see Grindhouse, and I thought that was quite fun and humorous, in the context of the exploitive, violent American pop cultural film experience. But if you look at his work and place it in that context, it does have a certain resonance. Sadly, it's a sad, sick, freaky resonance. But we have to really question, number one, I think the standards that would have allowed the student to stay in an English program with such poor quality work. And I can't go beyond that. Has he been maybe flunked out of the program? He would have gone elsewhere, done something else, but it probably wouldn't have had the tragic effects that his existence and staying in the program saw. So I would say this. You know, when I heard Nikki Giovanni, the great poet, talk about starting with a class of 35 students, and by the time it's over, only 7 students remain, meaning that she actually,
the class was so challenging that only a certain percentage could get through it, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And looking at that work, I mean, it's beyond me.
Maybe it has something to do, Frank, with this sort of mentality that has infected the government school system of, well, as long as you turn in a paper, you're a winner. You're a winner, and we don't fail winners. You know what I mean?
That could be true, or maybe because it's quote-unquote creative writing, anything goes. But needless to say,
including bad English and poor composition.
Absolutely. And I would say this, that an English department at a university should have higher standards. And
I think that what he should have, I think what somebody should turn in is a bunch of, like, uggs and grunts, just scribbles on the paper and see how that does.
Well,
hey, you tell it, man.
But I will say this, his, what do we call it, the slug line when you're writing a play, you have the name in the center and then the dialogue below and different things. I mean, those were, you know, they had the proper margins. But outside of that, my God, if this is what English departments are producing in this country,
sad, man.
We are at the end of the empire. We are beyond decline.
I think you're right, Frank. Great
Thanks
call. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I have not actually had a chance to take a look at this. Did you see what he was referring to, the play?
I've read excerpts. I wasn't going to go all the way through it. It wasn't good.
I read excerpts from what he said on his tapes, and I saw some of the clips from them today, but I haven't actually read the play. But I could imagine how awful it was based on just how disjointed and weird the video clips were.
Yeah, I mean, it was just bad. bad.
You know, I feel sorry for the guy.
He was clearly disturbed, and it was bad.
And once again, echoes of Columbine are coming back here. Dylan and Eric, the two killers in Columbine, were known to have been picked on in their high school.
Right, it's already coming out that
this gentleman was also
bullied somehow,
harassed, and of course, not only with the Columbine killers, who were white middle class American kids. This guy was somebody who moved here from another country, and so you can imagine that sort of xenophobic hatred also played in as a factor. In fact, I've got the story on that, but we've got to keep going to the calls here. We'll get to it here in a moment. First, let's go to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, you're on the amplifier line. What's on your mind?
First off, just real quick, I was an English major. I graduated in 84 with an English degree from the University of Illinois.
Okay.
And, yeah, that guy was a bad, bad writer.
I don't think you need an English degree to figure that out. He was awful.
He was not only a bad writer, but the characters in that play had no depth.
Yeah.
It was all surface. And you really didn't know whether the kid was being sexually molested or not, or whether he was just accusing the dad of
Right, the characters had so little depth, you didn't even know, they had so little depth, you weren't even sure who was talking about what at given times, because it was just, there was no characterization at all. I mean, you didn't have an idea of what the character would say. I mean, it was just a messed up nonsense.
Exactly. I mean, okay, well, anyway, the reason for my call.
Yes, sir.
I listened to a show earlier this week, and you had a woman call in from Montana talking about roads.
Yes.
And she played a game that my kids play all the time called What If. She was saying, what if the man at the end of the street doesn't let us go through? What if Joe is smoking his pot and doesn't go out and fix the potholes in the street and that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And What If is a fun game to play, so I thought I'd like to play along.
Okay, sure.
So I got a few What Ifs myself. What if the roads were taken care of by the free market and they were available to all and well taken care of?
It would be amazing, wouldn't it? And I would imagine that if that was the case, if they're taken care of by the free market, that they would be so much better.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's the government that we're talking about here, so they're going to pay four times as much as they need to for shoddy work.
And then neglect it.
Because the contractor doesn't have any reason to put the best quality materials into the road. Because if it messes up 20 years from now, who cares?
And the government doesn't have any incentive to really care at all about how well the roads are kept up, about how well the traffic control devices are functioning, about innovating and creating new and more effective traffic control devices, that sort of thing. And there's no incentive to change anything.
Right. They don't lose anything. The government doesn't lose anything if there's a traffic jam.
They sure so won't take a risk.
Keeps you home. It keeps you away from home for an hour.
Right. That's an
so
excellent
what
question.
What if the roads were privatized and they were still all accessible and the world didn't come to a standstill?
Well, we'd all get somewhere faster,
well,
I think.
I'll tell you, this privatization, real privatization, I don't mean mercantilism, real privatization, it seems to work every time we try it. I don't understand what the big fear is, but, you know.
Well, it's fear of the unknown, sure. Of course. And Matt, any other thoughts?
Oh, he's got some more questions, I think.
What if people took on personal responsibility for their lives and took care of things the way they were supposed to be taken care of?
It'd be a wonderful world.
Well, that's where we've got to go to. I mean, we've got to get people back into the mindset of taking care of themselves and their own business first. And then if there's someone that needs help taking care of others on a voluntary basis, it's a total paradigm shift that we have to help affect here in this country. And it's a major undertaking. Thanks for playing that game. We appreciate it, Matt. 800-259-9231. What if the American people could come to an understanding of what liberty is? What would that do? Your call's about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We do ask you that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff from us at amazon.freetalklive.com. 40 categories of products. And whenever you order through amazon.freetalklive.com, a percentage of the sale goes to Free Talk Live. And we've got a bunch of listeners out there that are actually taking part in this. They're trying to make it like their shopping habit. Whenever they want to do online shopping, they have to remember to go to amazon.freetalklive.com, because then they get bummed out if they don't remember to. If they just go and shop at Amazon regular, then they'll get bummed out if they complete the sale and they've forgotten to go through amazon.freetalklive.com. Because, well, I mean, if you don't go through that link, then the percentage that we would get just all goes to Amazon.
Sure. I mean, you know, they feel like they did the advertising at that point and managed to get you in their door to buy
right.
their stuff. Why would they think of anything otherwise? Whereas, you know, if you go through amazon.freetalklive.com, then we get credit for bringing you along. They may not have very well made that purchase if it wasn't for, you know, maybe they would.
Exactly.
But who knows?
Right. So, great way to support the show and get the products that you need. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about this gentleman who shot up the I don't know if gentleman's the right word, but the guy who shot up Virginia Tech, Chung Sung, I don't know, is it Sung Hui? I've never actually heard it pronounced. I don't watch television.
I've heard it today, and I didn't pay much attention.
Well, according to the AP, long before he snapped, Virginia Tech gunman Cho Sung Hui was picked on, pushed around, and laughed at over his shyness and the strange way he talked when he was a schoolboy in the Washington suburbs.
See, now, this is something I don't understand. There's an agenda here. As far as I can tell, people... They're trying to crack down on bullies, and this is a way it's done. Are the chances are good that some weirdo out there, that somebody that would do this sort of thing, was picked on. There's a very good chance that that's the case. You know, they're weird, therefore weird people are picked on. That's
sure.
how school is. But I don't think anybody, I just can't imagine that anybody has walked away from the public school system without some scars of bullying.
Well, I mean, the popular kids probably don't get it very often, but...
Well, who knows? But were the popular
kids... I got some of it.
Were the popular kids popular all the time? No.
I guess not.
And you never know whether... You never know whether... Which class they're in and who they're being surrounded by any given time. No,
I agree
everybody's
with you,
been made fun of and everybody's been bullied in some
okay.
respect.
But
and
some
they
people
don't
are more
go
vulnerable
around
than
shooting
others.
People.
Some people are more vulnerable than others, and some people get bullied more than others. That's a fact.
And,
there
and
are some people
are soft in the head and are going to crack and shoot people.
Okay, yes, but
and you can't prevent the world from bullying people.
I don't think anyone's trying to prevent the world
oh,
from
I
bullying.
Oh, I think they
people.
Are. I think absolutely. That's why. That's the agenda here. Somewhere hidden in here, they're going to do something about bullies.
I think that, first of all, the government people can talk all they want about doing something about bullies, but the reality is, in many cases, like, for instance, in the case of this cheerleader story we talked about a few months ago, the bullies in that case were connected to the principal of the school. The bullies are protected by the government school.
I'm not saying that they're going to be successful in cracking down on bullies any more than they're successful in cracking down on drugs. As a matter of fact, I think when they do crack down on bullies, that they're probably going to create more bullies. But I do believe that there's going to be a lot of kids hurt in this process.
How?
In the cracking, they're thrown in some kind of bad kids school because they're bullies. You know, they get labeled bullies, bullied by one incident or whatever, and off they go.
I would certainly rather see the bully situation handled on a private school level, like if we could get the government out of schools and have the marketplace handling schools. I think then you'd see a much more compassionate approach to handling the bully situation instead of what the government might do, like a zero tolerance. Or just completely ignore the problem. That seems to be what happens with government schools. Like, if someone comes in and claims something about another student, then it's marginalized. There's not really any evidence. They're not going to do anything about it, especially if that person
is connected. I don't know if that's true in the age of zero tolerance. I think that things could change.
Well,
now do you think that
abhorrent? I mean,
do you think that if I go into the school office, you and I are in high school, and I say that Ian kid's weird, and I think he's been writing, you know, showing me, he's been talking to me about dangerous things and stuff he would like to do, and I'm scared that he's going to do something bad.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that they're going to pick you up and drag you down to the office and have a talking to and quite possibly rummage through your locker?
I don't know, maybe.
It sounds like it to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just going to be left alone. If you hit the right buzzwords at the right time, mm-hmm. then that kid's in trouble.
I think there certainly should be a little bit more of a process of investigation on allegations of bullying and that sort of thing. And I don't trust the government schools to get it right. But nonetheless, let's talk about what happened to this. Because, I mean, you would agree, Mark, that bullying is a damaging thing. That, yes, even though most people, many people are bullied to some extent, that it could really harm those with weak self-esteem. And it can actually physically harm people when a bully might actually attack another his victim. And so I take it pretty seriously, and I think it should be taken seriously. But there's no agenda in this article. It's just talking about maybe some of the things that motivated this guy into a killing spree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that bullies need to take note that if you push these guys too far, eventually they might blow your head off. Anyway, here's what happened. Chris Davids, a Virginia Tech senior who graduated from Westfield High School in Chantilly, Virginia, with Cho in 2003, recalled the South Korean immigrant almost never opened his mouth and would ignore attempts to strike up a conversation. Once in English class, the teacher had the students read aloud, and when it was Cho's turn, he just looked down in silence, Davids recalled. Finally, after the teacher threatened him with an F for participation, Cho started to read in a strange, deep voice that sounded, quote, like he had something in his mouth, unquote, said Davids. As soon as he started reading, the whole class started laughing and pointing and saying, "Go back to China," which, of course, he's from Korea. But anyway, the high school classmates' account add to the psychological portrait that's being beginning to take shape, and it could shed light on Cho's state of mind in the video rant that he mailed to NBC in the middle of his rampage Monday at Virginia Tech. And then they give you some excerpts from some of the things he said, where he sort of attacked rich kids by saying, "Your Mercedes wasn't enough, you brats. Your golden necklaces weren't enough, you snobs. Your trust funds weren't enough. Your vodka and cognac wasn't enough. All your debaucheries weren't enough. Those weren't enough to fulfill your hedonistic needs. You had everything." It seems that he was, just based on those words, it seems that he was a little bit upset about the attitudes of his peers,
mm-hmm.
About the cavorting, the things that go on college campuses, that sort of thing.
Among the victims of the massacre were two other Westfield High graduates. Both young women graduated from the high school last year. Police, so the two girls that used to go to his high school were two of the victims in this case.
Hmm.
Let's see, one of the living, one of the people that survived said, I just remember he was a shy kid who really didn't want to talk to anybody. I guess a lot of people felt like maybe there was a language barrier. And then maybe a lot of people were just being mean because that's what kids do in government schools, and I'm sure in private schools as well. Well, there were just some people who were really mean to him, and they would push him down and laugh at him. He didn't speak English really well, and they would make fun of him. They go on to explain that, again, more excerpts from his videos. There had been some speculation amongst online forums that Cho may have been inspired by the South Korean movie Old Boy. One of the killer's mailed photos shows him brandishing a hammer, the signature weapon of the protagonist, and in a pose similar to one from the film. I'm sure that's going to get people like Jack Thompson all upset and call for regulation of violence in movies. Because it really does appear that he was inspired by this particular film.
But Jack Thompson doesn't go for movies. He's
Jack Thompson's against violence in everything.
I see.
He got his name by attacking Ice Cube back in the 1990s.
Okay.
For his music. So authorities on Thursday disclosed that more than a year in advance of the massacre, he had sent unwanted messages to two women and was taken to a psychiatric hospital on a magistrate's order. So, you know, just understand that when you're bullying somebody, you could be doing some damage that you don't necessarily see. You may be doing more damage than just pushing someone to the ground and making them cry. You may be doing some permanent psychological changes, and that could really come back to haunt you.
I can see where you're talking about taking the responsibility for what you do by bullying someone, but I also think that people need to take responsibility for themselves. Being bullied is an excuse for lashing out in a violent fashion.
I'm not making excuses for it, just trying to understand. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
Well, I had a conversation with my big government-loving Republican father-in-law, and I explained a lot of things to him, and it kind of opened up his eyes to libertarianism.
Will you tell us a little bit about it? Hang on. We'll get you, get the full story from you here in moments, if you'll hang through the news. 800-259-9231 is the back at 8.net. So free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Paul Craig Roberts says, you know what? Maybe banning guns isn't the solution here. Maybe we should ban people. We'll talk about that. And Ron Paul also, I believe, on something important. We'll get to that coming up in hour two. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.